Hi there, welcome to the Foot Stompin' Free Scottish Music Podcast. This is the last podcast of 2016. So I've chosen a selection of special Christmas tracks for you just to get you right in the mood. And we're going to start off with a brand new release from Phil Cunningham. It's called Phil Cunningham's Christmas Songbook. And this is a version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's charms, we had gone astray. Good tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Good tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, the blessed angel came. And unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. And now in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Tidings of comfort and joy, joy. Tidings of comfort and joy.
Oh, and you Bethlehem, they came where this dear infant lay. They found him in a manger where oxen feed on hay. His mother Mary kneeling down unto the Lord to pray.
Tidings of comfort and joy,
comfort and joy,
joy. Tidings of comfort and
with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and I'm sure you'll recognise a few voices in there. One was Chris Drever, who just won Composer of the Year at Scottish Trad Music Awards, and we have Eddie Reader singing there, and also Capper Keighley's Karen Matheson, quite an all-star lineup. We're now going to play the most beautiful song, as you'll probably know it. It's called The Christ Child's Lullaby, and I was looking through various versions and I found this old version by Kenneth McKellar. If you don't know Kenneth McKellar, he was a singer trained in probably more opera, but sang so his most beautiful voice and sings lots of Scottish songs, and his versions of Scottish songs are so worth going and finding out, actually. So here is Kenneth with the Christ Child's Lullaby.
Treasure new, my rapture thou, my comely beauteous babe son thou, unworthy I to tend to thee. Of love the heart and eye of thou, though but a tender babe, I bow in heavenly rapture unto thee.
That was the Christ Child's Lullaby by Kenneth McKellar. Next up, we're going to play a tune that I recorded a few years ago with the brilliant piano player David Milligan. It's a Jimmy Shand favourite, and it's Welcome Christmas Morning, and this is still one of my all-time favourite tunes.
Thank you.
That was Welcome Christmas Morning by Simon Toomier and David Milligan, and you can hear that on the Third Flight Home album. We've got another brand new release now by Scots singer Emily Smith. This album has just been released and it's called Songs for Christmas. And the song we're going to play from the album is called Christmas Has My Hurt Eye, and it's written by Battlefield Band's Alan Reid. And I was looking for a song in the Scots language to play for you, so here it is.
My heart high, Christ has my heart high. For us he shed his precious blood, for us was nailed on the rood. For us in many battles too, Christ has my heart high, Christ has my heart high. Here forevermere, she bore the birth, feed us, free care. Christ has my heart high, Christ has my heart high. And were the world 10 times say why, let our we guard and stand so bright. Unworthy it were for him divine, Christ has my Christ has my heart Christ has my heart high, Christ has my heart high. We sang a sweet unto thy Lord, then ears of my ear shall I bow, and I will praise thee evermore. Christ has my heart high, Christ has my heart high, Christ has my heart high. Christ has my heart
Christ Has My Hair Tie from Emily Smith's new album, and definitely check out all of Emily's stuff. She's the most beautiful singer. Now, I was actually looking for Scots Gaelic hymns on. I was Googling it before I did this, and I came up with this one. It's a very well-known hymn called Child in the Manger, and it turns out that the original Gaelic words were written to a lilting traditional melody in the 19th century by Mary MacDonald, who lived in the Ross of Mull. The words were translated into English, and the tune was called Bunessin, after the coastal village where she lived. Later, Cat Stevens, who wrote neither the words nor the melody, made it really famous. But the version you're going to hear is the original version, and it's just far more effective as a Christmas carol. So this is Child in the Manger, and it's sang by Mary MacLachlan. Was Child in the Manger by Mary McLaughlin, and that's on her A Gaelic Christmas album. Well, we're going to finish off the podcast now, and I think this is probably the most appropriate song we could pick. It's The 12 Folk Days of Christmas by the McCalmans, and this was recorded a good few years ago at the Scots Trad Music Awards in the Queen's Hall, maybe possibly 2005 or 2004, oh, I can't remember, a long time ago. And as many of you know, we have just come out of the MG Alba Scots Trad Music Awards, and it was the most brilliant time. It was packed and everything was great. If you want to read the results, you can go to www.scotstradmusicawards.com. Feeling that, just to keep up with all the Hands Up for Trad news, why don't you join up to our Hands Up for Trad weekly newsletter, which you can do at handsupfortrad.scot, and we'll send you lots of news, or check out on our Twitter or Facebook, very easy to find. So thanks very much. This is a brilliant song from the McCalmans, and it's hilarious. So I'll leave you with The 12 Folk Days of Christmas. Have a great Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you in the new year.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a worn-out McCalmans LP. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two botched-up bootings and a worn-out McCalmans LP.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three aging hippies, two boxed-up bookings, and a worn-up McCallum's LP. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four fumbling fiddlers, three aging hippies, two botched-up bookings, and a worn-up McCallum's LP. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
Sail I Span!
Four fumbling fiddlers, three aging hippies, two botched-up bookings, and a worn-up McCallum's LP. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six spinners, harmonies,
Sail I Span!
Four fumbling fiddlers, three aging hippies, two botched-up bookings, and a worn-out McCallum's LP. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven drunken knights, six spinners, harmonies,
Sail I Span!
Four fumbling fiddlers, three aging hippies, two botched-up bookings, and a worn-out McCallum's LP. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight Tibetan nose flute players who've had an unfortunate cancellation.
Any chance of a booking?
Seven drunken nights, six spinners, harmonies,
Sail I Span!
Four fumbling fiddlers, three aging hippies, two botched-up bookings, and a worn-out McCallum's LP. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine Corrie's concerts.
Eight Tibetan nose flute players have had an unfortunate cancellation.
Any chance of a booking?
Seven drunken nights, six spinners, harmonies,
Sail I Span!
Four fumbling prisoners, three aging hippies, two botched-up bookings, and the worn-out McCallum's LP. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten tank-top hecklers.
Got it! Geese of flour of Scotland!
No flour of Scotland!
Eight Tibetan nose flute players who have had an unfortunate cancellation.
Any chance of a booking?
Seven drunken knights, six spinners, harmonies,
Sail I Span!
Four fumbling fiddlers, three aging hippies, two botched-up bookings, and a worn-out McCallum's LP. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 lawyers' letters. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 months to go till the next award show. 11 lawyers' letters, 10 tank-top hecklers.
Go it! He's your flower of Scotland!
Oh, flower of Scotland!
Eight Tibetan nose flute players who've had an unfortunate cancellation.
Any chance of a booking?
Seven drunken knights, six spinners, harmonies,
Sail I Span!
Four fumbling fiddlers, three aging hippies, two botched-up bookings, and a worn-out,